the longest continuously running radio station in the state of Alabama. WKNI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Tuck Southern Union and Todd Shackett joins me, and he brought Haley with him as we're talking about the Vet Tech program here momentarily. But first off, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How about you, Ben?
I can't complain. Things are great. You look dapper as always.
Well, thank you. It's casual Friday, but I still try to wear a jacket at least.
At least you wear scrubs, and you're the one that has to get you get stuck being the boss.
Yeah, it was a busy week for us. We had graduation commencement yesterday up on the Wadley campus. A record crowd, a record number of graduates. It's such a good feeling. You know, you look at what we all do every day, and that really represents sort of the pinnacle of what we try to achieve, and it was very successful. It continues to be record year after record year for graduates, and I think next year is going to be even bigger, and we're heading in a very good direction.
You were speaking of the direction you're headed in, as we talked a little bit off, you've promoted this probably the last three times you've been on hiring a development director. You got one finally.
I did, yeah. So one of the things about Southern Union I find interesting is we've been around for 100 years. We got 4,500 for-credit students, probably as many not for-credit students. And I can't go out in the community running into a senator, a mayor, a bank president who didn't go to Southern Union.
Yeah.
But we've never really gone out and asked for fundraising. We've done a little bit of that. But the way we're headed with growth, I'm going to need some help to get all these things done to serve the community better. And so we figured at this time it's about time to put somebody in place full time. You know, our communications director Shondi's been doing it for years and done a great job, but she's got three other roles. We need a focused effort, and this is our attempt to have a very focused effort. And so Gretchen Van Valkenburg starts Monday, and I'm going to make sure she's already well known with a lot of people in the community, but she'll represent us in terms of getting some funds for scholarships, maybe some construction, but helping us continue to grow the way we've been growing.
And she comes with a little bit of experience as well.
A lot of experience, yes. So she's most recently worked at Auburn. She was at college down in Florida and had great success everywhere she's been, and we're expecting that will continue with us.
I love it. And her first day's month, goodness gracious, hit the ground running. Hey, here are the meetings we have set up for you. No. So that'll be interesting to see. Well, Haley, last time you were in, we were talking about the Vet Tech program, and we were just kind of getting underway and not, you know, there weren't a ton of things in place yet. I mean, the future was bright, but now, I mean, hands are getting dirty and you guys are turning the page on putting people in classrooms and putting people in clinicals and everything else you could ever imagine.
That's right. Yeah, I guess the biggest update is applications are now being accepted for fall semester. Mm-hmm. And so those are online on our website. Interested students that meet the criteria can go on and go ahead and apply and get ready to start in the fall. That's the biggest update. We have our advisory board. We've met several times. Our Institutional Animal Care and Use Committee has had two or three meetings already. And we're just kind of rocking and rolling. We're getting all of the student handbooks and policies and procedures in place and working on the curriculum and the coursework. We're excited that we've got our MOUs, our agreements in place with multiple clinical sites, either general practices, specialty practices. The two colleges of veterinary medicine in town, we're formalizing agreements with them as well. And some really cool veterinary experiences, as we're calling them, with, you know, for lack of better terminology, field trips for the students that are going to be really hands-on and exciting. Going to do some marine veterinary care at the Georgia Aquarium, maybe some dolphin necropsies and safari parks and things like that that are not what you would traditionally think of when you think of veterinary medicine, but all really important in exposing the students to career avenues that you know, involve animals. Anywhere there's animals, there's veterinary care. So the students will see farm animal, cats, dogs, marine, exotics, you know, all the things in between. So
that is awesome. I mentioned it just in passing, Todd, and I mean, this is a feather in your hat as well, but I told you the premonition of what we think with, you know, community college or junior college. Back when I was in school, if you would have told me that Southern Union students would be at the Georgia Aquarium working on dolphins, I'd have said, Mr. Shackett, you've got some high hopes and some big dreams, but that ain't never happening. Yeah. But here we are.
Yeah, yeah, and greater things are certain to come. It's really exciting because, as I mentioned several times, it's really what the community needs. They come to us, and when we do things, you know, we want to do it very well. We want to be the best, and I believe this program is going to be the best. And mm-hmm. we're going to see a lot of attraction from all, not only around the state, but around the region to be part of this program.
Haley, you're talking about getting some of the clinical sites set up. I mean, do you work hand in hand with a lot of those vets? And what do you need? What do you expect out of us? What do we need to put in place that you would like to see when they, you know, when they show up at their door, working for them a little bit later on?
Yeah, I mean, I think community support is huge for a community college. It goes both ways. You know, the community college can't work without the community, and mm-hmm. and we can't support the community back, you know. So we've had a lot of community support and these clinical sites that are, you know, coming on board to help us educate our students, be partners in education. And as far as sending our students there, you know, we have expectations that they uphold the Alabama State Practice Act, Veterinary Practice Act, mm-hmm. and they are, you know, good mentors for our students, while recognizing that ultimately it falls on us as instructors, as faculty members of Southern Union, to instruct the students. But really just welcoming the students and knowing that they are there to be sponges and absorb everything they can when they walk into the clinical site, but that they need to be mentored. You know, they are in actively being educated to become veterinary technicians. They're not veterinary technicians yet. And so mm-hmm. just the continued support from small animal clinics, mixed animal practices, you know, anybody who's interested in partnering with us, I would love to chat, have a discussion. And, you know, as far as just support, I would say spread the word mm-hmm. and, you know, get involved with us and see if we can. There's so many ways that we can help our students and yeah. grow. And so just starting the discussions on what that may look like, what each place may have to offer is probably a good start.
Southern Union State Community College is what we're talking. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Back with more in a moment.
The only station to ever be named Alabama Station of the Year twice.
News Talk WKNI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, talking Southern Union. Todd, I'll ask you this, when we talk about the Vet Tech program, is this the only one in the state? I mean, I haven't, until you brought this up, I'd never even heard of this.
There's two other ones, yeah. And we actually talked to them early on. I remember when I first took the role, I was looking at the potential. I think I told you Dr. Lofton had talked to me and
yeah.
wanted to learn a little more about it. And so I visited one. And they have a program, and it's successful. But really, it's online. And to me, it's one of those things. I don't know how you learn how to be a veterinary tech online or a welder online. But they do clinicals. That's how they mm-hmm. that's how they fill it in. But I think the power of having this face-to-face interaction every day with our, you know, skilled and experienced instructors is the best way to learn,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're going to provide. And of course, with our partnerships with the local four-year schools, with their programs, and these clinical opportunities that we're establishing, those are going to be a bit of a game changer
yeah.
in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Haley, I'll ask you this. I know that applications are available now online, but is there a cap? Or is it going to be limited? I mean, what are you guys looking at as far as the, you know, the role in the fall when it begins, what students can expect?
As far as student enrollment, we'll take the top 24 students.
Okay.
So that's the class size. That cohort will start as a cohort, go through the two-year program as a cohort, and graduate as a cohort, and we'll take the second. So fall of next year, we'll have first-year students and second-year students,
mm-hmm.
so two classes going at one time. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, applications are open, and the priority deadline for that is June 30th.
Okay.
So really go ahead and get the applications in sooner rather than later, you know, May, June. I know that there's probably some students taking some summer classes getting mm-hmm. ready. And that's fine. They can go ahead and talk to our admissions department in the health sciences division and, you know, go ahead and contact them and let them know, hey, I'm still taking classes, but I plan to apply.
Right.
And they may go ahead and let them apply knowing that they're enrolled in finishing those prerequisite courses. So I would say reach out, contact them, and yeah. just get on the radar for sure.
Todd, do you envision like every other program, you got 24 now. You're probably going to have a wait list, and
yeah. So a couple things. We talked about this with aviation as well.
Yeah.
You know, we want a quality over quantity, obviously. So it's really getting our feet grounded and making sure we have a good, you know, system and program in place. But I've asked Haley and her team to look at this. How big could we or should we get? You know, the 24 cohort is based on the number of instructors, but also with the health science programs, we're limited by clinical.
Mm-hmm.
hours sometimes. So that has to be taken into account. But I've said, you know, if it were to grow as big as we'd like it, what would that need? Would we need more space? We need more instructors. We need more equipment. What are the limiting factors? And we're kind of a manufacturing operation, right? And so she's putting that together, and then we'll determine you know, what's right for us. But I expect it'll grow. I would like to see our veterinary tech program much like our nursing program, the best around, and everybody wants our graduates. And we're providing as much support to the community as we can. And again, that's sometimes limited by the clinical opportunities. So we're looking at all that. We're doing a major renovation right now out at the Valley campus, really to accommodate Haley's program. And with that, you know, I'm looking down the road at other buildings. I can talk about that in a minute. But to provide for space should she need it, that she has it when she does need it.
Well, and I mean, that's a... Because I've seen what you guys have when I've taken the tour as far as manufacturing is concerned. And I mean, you need a lot of space. I mean, it's going to be no different when you're talking animals and, you know, science and everything else. That
we're planning for success. This is going to be a winner. You know, we had the same feeling with aviation. We had 70 or 80 people on the waiting list. We've already had another instructor there. It's really going to be a big thing for us. I believe aviation will be the biggest program at Southern Union at some point.
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, just with how fast it's grown thus far.
They're not limited by clinicals. They're really limited by the number of applicants and what we can provide for services.
Yeah, and I mean, even getting that program started, I mean, you and I have been talking about this for 2 years now, and just to see the growth that it's had, and it's still in its infantry stage.
Yeah, it's third semester starting next week or so.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking Southern Union State Community College. Back with more. We'll wrap things up here momentarily.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM. News Talk WKNI.
Like this morning, your news talk and information station. Final segment. We're talking Southern Union, and where else do we need to get to, Todd? I know you got a list of stuff over there.
Well, just getting ready for the next you know, summer semester is always slow for us, but with our health science and our technical, they go straight through. They never take a break like a lot of our academic students do. You know, summer's usually about 30-40% of our typical enrollment. We see a lot of transfer students coming in from Auburn, taking a class here or there. So it's a good time to get ready for the fall. Fall, all indications are it's going to be another record enrollment for us. And, you know, we're just we wound down. Last 2 weeks have been nonstop, night after night, some sort of recognition. We did our honor ceremony. We did Phi Theta Kappa. We did our pinning ceremonies for our health science students. We had our employee recognition celebration. And of course, yesterday we had commencement, and we're just looking forward to the future.
Man, it's you always seem busy.
Busy and a good busy. This is the best job I've ever had. I love this job. And you know, so many exciting things. We were talking off air, but I met with the chancellor last week and looking at what our needs are. And we have a strategic plan, and part of that is projects. And we're growing at a rate where I'm looking at my utilization, and it's pretty high. It's probably the highest in the state here in Opelika, meaning we're making full use of the facilities we have. I'm going to need more buildings. And so we're looking at some renovations, also some new buildings, probably for math and science and expanding health sciences. And not on our project list, but partnering with a private company to be named, there's still several people we're talking to, is a residence hall.
I get
hundreds of requests every year for a residence hall, you know, interest. And with all the student housing in Auburn, they're able to accommodate a lot of that. So we haven't really focused on it. But I think it'll be an advantage for us to have that. I think we'll see our enrollment go up even further if we had that option for students. And I think that will just round out all the things we're doing with adding athletics here at Opelika. You know, in the next 10 years, I want to say we could probably have 7,000 students just in Opelika.
Wow.
I think. Yeah.
Well, and that was, you know, I ask you all the time, you know, what's the 10, what's the 15, what's the 20-year plan?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think out that far, but you got to when you're growing at the rate that you are. Hey, what are we going to do?
We're growing 10%, which we have the last couple of years from around there. You know, that's 300 students every year in Opelika. Now, our path to the plains, I mentioned, you saw the numbers. I think we're close to 300 students there now with a record enrollment coming in that program this fall. It just continues in all areas. Health sciences, we look at another cohort for nursing, veterinary medicine. We've got all these very in terms of popularity, well-known types of career paths for people, and I think that's going to draw people in.
And it's not just the Opelika County. I mean, you were telling me two off-air, Valley's growing.
Valley's growing. Wiley's growing a little bit. And with right now I'm working with Auburn University at an ag program, mm-hmm. and that could be a big deal for the Wiley campus. And I'm really working hard to find a way to add that program up there so that we could expand the possibilities or the career options for folks up in that part of the state.
And that would that be similar to like with Vet Techs as well as
yeah, we're looking at Associate
aviation.
Of Applied Science, so it'd okay. be very hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think based on the location of that campus and the career path of ag, it fits mm-hmm. nicely.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a perfect match because the kids that tend to want to go to that campus are more rural. They like the quieter setting. And the last 2 years, we've hosted the FFA regionals,
mm-hmm.
had over 1,000 students each year. If I get 10% of those students interested in coming to Southern Union, it really would make that a very viable option.
And the facilities always help whenever you get good facilities.
Yeah, it's so a beautiful facility up there.
Which is always why he says they're looking to grow in and upgrade.
Yes.
That will draw them in, that and the branding. So, Haley, again, the applications are available right now online. If they're looking to start in the fall, only taking 24. So, and it, as Todd has said, it is quality over quantity.
Yes.
So you guys get involved in that as well as it will be put to good use. And, I mean, these students, when they're done, I mean, they'll go straight into the workforce. I mean, it's one of those deals yep. where they'll be working right next to veterinarians.
Yeah, if all goes well, and if they do well in school, they will be able to take their national and state board examinations, register their license with the state, and go out and work as veterinary technicians.
Always cool stuff. As I've told Todd before, I said that's the, to me, the higher ed, the secondary education program is about putting people to work because I went to school with so many that didn't know what they wanted to do, and mm-hmm. it's always awesome when you come in and you share those stories of the guys and girls that just, they leave Southern Union and start making a difference in the community already.
Yeah, saw a bunch of them yesterday. Yeah. They're ready to go.
Exactly. So they're looking for jobs, all you people that are hiring. So as always, man, I greatly appreciate it. Always good stuff.
All right. Thank you, man.
Auburn Opelika. No problem. Auburn Opelika this morning. We're going to go from that to we're going to talk a little comedy coming up next. That is after Fox News.